The fodder and the heads you left in the field.
Saved the heads for chicken feed.
Sometimes bring a head to the house for chicken feed.
And chicken feed.
Did you ever hear that the sorghum fodder is poisonous?
I heard we don't ever use it for horses and cattle.
We used to feed it to calves. We'd save it for
them. Well, I mean, we use sorghum and oil, cut it down, make a big pile of sweet oil, sap and cane and oil gives to the cows.
Mm-hmm.
But now, to save anything like the leaf off of her, I never did.
We did. My dad saved everything in the
mud. Well, maybe it was... Maybe it was volunteer sorghum.
Yeah.
That if a cow got in poisoned.
That might kill me.
That's right.
And we cut it down.
It needs a certain thing.
Become a wet, hot, dry, wet spell, and like this time of year, that stuff spread for that quick while. We came to eat them to kill me.
Yeah, but I downloaded them. Getting in sorghum packets and eating.
Yeah.
Just the young.
Young sorghum. I thought you meant human. That's right.
And how would you, you'd squeeze the juice out and then it would run into the...
And a big container of that, and then I told to chat from the mill to the pan where the pans were. And have it cooked out where the pan was made flat. I can't explain. You know, to see
that's
a...
big.
I think I understand. It would be a flat pan
with
a big
flat
fire
pan
underneath. And then how would you catch it?
I'd catch it in a tub or something.
Little hole at the end of the thing and take that little stopper out and set you a pan, half a bushel or a dish pan or something.
How would you get it home?
We made right here.
We bring molasses and buckets and set around the house.
Buckets. Would you keep molasses and... say in a store, how would they keep?
Well, they didn't. I don't think I ever saw any in a store.
Is that right?
Everybody made their own
sorghum.
And neighbors would help you, and you'd give them a gallon of molasses for a day's work.
A gallon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Give you a bushel of meal for a day's work. From sunup to sundown for a bushel of meal. That was kind of a customary price.
Mm-hmm.
Worth more than that maybe now, and different ways of buying and selling now.
That's something else that I've never read. I had no idea how you'd pay a man. And a gallon of molasses or a bushel of meal.
Uh-huh. Sometimes 2 gallons of molasses are good.
Prices begin sort of go up a little, and it's 2 gallons.
Even 2 gallons is John Tom, he's the best hand I know. I'll give him 2 gallons a day.
And if you had 2 or 3 hands, first thing you know, you was giving away 7 or 8, 10 gallons. Last day.
You're giving a man more than you had made, see?
Uh-huh.
And the mill had to, he had to take
had
a fourth
of it.
Fourth
or
he took a third or fourth one for
you had to
cooking.
Take 100 gallon or over to help
hold out the mason. One of the things I wanted to ask is about how you use barrels. You didn't have enough molasses to fill a barrel, is that it?
No, you couldn't hardly get it.
Couldn't hardly, but now I have, Daddy has bought a piece of a barrel of molasses, bought the barrel, maybe 4 or 5 gallon in it.
Sugar half molasses.
Bought the whole thing, and they call maybe sugar half molasses.
My daddy used to buy it in the barrel.
But now, as a whole, we just had buckets and jugs,
and
sometimes a churn,
mm-hmm.
milk churn.
There's any way to get them put away, but most times certain buckets. They didn't cost you a barrel.
Looks like no nothing thought much about having money, just how much can I have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I got half an hour, getting up walnuts and hickory nuts and things, just throw out on this. Well, this is a habit I got, don't really have to have them, but
we
got walnuts and hickory nuts and squares done out of the way, and sometimes I had peanuts, but don't even got no peanuts this year.
Mm-hmm.